The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Praise you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slave, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. Who would not want perfect, complete, unabashed, with no threat of losing perfect joy? No one wants that. No one wants our joy and our happiness to be eroded, to be attacked, to be removed, to be stolen in a moment of some event in our lives. And yet, God invites us that we can have that complete joy if we remain in Him. How does one know about that? Well, he tells us in the gospel, if you keep my commandments and you remain in my love, you'll remain in that joy. That joy that no one can take. We are called, and the work that we have, as St. Paul says, that we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, it is a work that we have to partake. Salvation is free. It is a gift from God. A redemption that has had because of Him becoming a man. But just as in the gospel, I have told you everything that I have learned from my Father. So if He has told us everything that He knows from His Father, then that makes us equal, Jesus, our brother. And so we are called to live a life of following His will, as mysterious as it can be many times. We must seek God in our lives, and that is work. That is a continual picking up of our cross and seeking that joy that even amongst angst, tribulation, and hardship, we know that we are a people of Easter. We are a people that we know how this story and this history of the world, His story, ends. Which is good. It is to be like Jesus Christ. St. Macedonius from the year 430. It's amazing how much information we have on somebody from the year 430. He was a hermit who was living out in the wilderness in Syria. As a colonel and some soldiers, or a sergeant and some soldiers, came by where he was a hermit out in the woods, and they were hunting. And Macedonius asks the general, "What are you hunting for?" And what are you doing? He asks, "What are you doing?" "We come to hunt." And the holy man, St. Macedonius, from the year 430, replies, "I too am hunting My God, I yearn to catch him. I long to behold him, and I shall not give up this noble hunt. We have to pray, let us pray that God make us eager to hunt for God in our lives. There, when we find God and understand God, a mysterious being we cannot fully understand, then our joy can be complete, because then nothing can take it away, because we know that we have a God that loves us and asks us to love him and to love our brothers and sisters. We stay in the creed in a minute. We state, I believe in God. But what is God? Who is God? Even when he reveals himself and says, I am who I am, the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, he remains a mystery beyond words that you and I, nor any person that has gone before us or will come after us, can wrap their mind of what is God. St. Augustine says, if you understand him, then it will not be God. God is truth. God is truth himself in his word, whose words cannot deceive. That is why we are asked by Christ, by Holy Mother Church, and the teachings of the Church, to abandon ourselves with full trust to the truth of God, his existence, the created world, and all the things in it. And that is where the problem arises, because that is where sin came into the world. The beginning of sin, of man's fall, was due to a lie from the tempter that induced doubt of God's word, that he was truth and is truth, of his kindness and of his faithfulness. A doubt. And we doubt. And we wonder sometimes, why this order? Why evil? Why a God can love, and we're asked to remain in his love, yet the disorder in our hearts, perhaps in our minds, in our souls, in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our country, in our world. It means God is truth, and that trusting God in every circumstance, in every adversity, is where our joy can be complete, because we are an Easter people. We are the people of the resurrection, of we know what happens. That is why St. Teresa of Avila writes in her bookmark, let nothing trouble you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes. God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whatever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough. God alone is enough. In the end, when our spouse passes away or our children can pass away, our health is failing and we too pass. It is God alone that we are left with. So why not hunt for God now and make our joy complete and embrace the truth that we can be truly a people of complete joy and have that joy that God wants to give us. This joy springs from the commitment to obedience that we ourselves were given or asked to obey when we were baptized. When we were all baptized, the minister, the priest, or the deacon states, I anoint you with the chrism, I anoint you priest, prophet, and king. Priest. What is a priest? A priest is a mediator between God and man that stands between to proclaim the goodness and the truth of a mysterious being that has made us and loves us. And so we share in the ordained priesthood. We share as a people that we are priests to be a mediator to our brothers and sisters that know not God, that know not that we can have a certain amount of joy and peace in this life amidst disorder. We are also a people that we are called to be prophets, as messengers, speaking to people of God, of a being that loves us, and not allowing the whisper, the same whisper that was had in the ear of Adam and Eve, because of the freedom that God gave to his beings to choose between right and wrong. And the minister also said, I anoint you priest, prophet, and king, because we are heirs to a kingdom of God. And the same kingdom that Jesus stated that my kingdom is not of this earth, of this world, we too, if we're mocked for being Christian, if we're embarrassed or humiliated for following the ways of God, then we can say internally, or if the conversation comes up, my kingdom is not of this world, and you cannot rob my joy. Jesus stated that my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. There is work to be done, my brothers and sisters. There is work, and there is work, and we have to focus. We tell our kids to focus. This is a bad example I'm going to tell you, but it's the best example, and it's a personal experience. 18 years ago, I was able to do a marathon in Rome, and it was sponsored by a bunch of American Diabetes Association, and I had it in my mind that I was going to break four. I had never been to Rome, and I was going to break 4 hours in Rome. That had been my goal. I'm going to do it. This is going to be a great thing for me. I'm going to break 4 hours in Rome. And I trained, and I trained before, and I got to Rome. I had never been, and the night before, the way it worked out, the marathon was the next day. I really probably should have got a couple days before to acclimate, or at least jet lag, but I did. So the morning of the marathon, I went ahead and started my marathon, and I had everything mapped out that I had to do. I forget what it is, 8-9 minute miles to break 4 hours. A disaster. First of all, I first found out that not all Ethiopians and people from Kenya are fast. Because I had one that clung to me, speaking in his native language, to carry him a couple miles. Literally, he was talking to me in his language. You know, pain is a universal language. And he wanted me to carry him and hold him and to take him to the next. And I had to. And I took him to a water station. I said, all right, buddy, I have to go. I want to break 4 hours. And he said, that's not my fault. And he was taken care of. During this marathon, have you heard of Nutella? You get it at Publix. Well, I used to love Nutella. I can't look at the bottle of Nutella. Nutella is an Italian product. And they give you Nutella at every station with water. And to boot, when you end the marathon, you walk and you run through a big balloon of a bottle of Nutella. Well, I ate too much Nutella. And one, I was just looking at the scenes, and all of a sudden I turn down a road and I see the Vatican. And there it is in all its glory. And so my brothers and sisters, we have to help our brothers and sisters in that example. But the problem, I didn't break 4 hours. But the example here and my personal experience with that, and this kept on coming back, and I want to share it with you, is that there is so much distraction in our lives. There is so much that can pull us away from God Almighty, God Truth, God Lover, God Provider. Let us be careful with distractions. We are to enjoy our lives and the love and everything, all the gifts that the good God has given us. But let us know that God loves us. Let us echo the statement of the Second Vatican Council. The Lord is the goal of human history, the focal point of the longings of history and of civilization, the center of the human race. He is the joy of every heart and answer to all its yearning. Never stop seeking Him. Always hunt for God.